Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and also the Word is the Way to Life podcast. We are doing a wonderful journey through the Psalms from Psalm 51, and we're going to end up in Psalm 100. And this week we are in Psalm 64. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Now, the message for the choir director, telling them that, yeah, this is the Psalm of David. We got to remember a lot of these psalms were meant to be sung. And, of course, you know, David was a musician. He played the harp and many other stringed instruments. So he had the choir director, and he was saying, you need to help me with this. You need to do some accompaniment. Well, Psalm 64, hear God's word. Oh, God, listen to my complaint. Do not let my enemies' threats overwhelm me. Protect me from the plots of the wicked, from the scheming of those who do evil. Sharp tongues are the swords they yield. Bitter words are the arrows they aim. They should shoot from an ambush at the innocent. That's what they do, suddenly and fearlessly. They encourage each other to do evil and plan how to set their traps. Who will ever notice, they ask, as they plot their crimes? They say, we have devised the perfect plan. Yes, the human heart and mind are cunning, but God himself will shoot them down. Suddenly his arrows will pierce them. Their own words will be turned against them, destroying them. All who see it happen will shake their heads in scorn. Then everyone will stand in awe, proclaiming the mighty acts of God, realizing all the amazing things that he does. The godly will rejoice in the Lord and find shelter in him, and those who do what is right will praise him. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 64, and a little Ralphieism there added. Well, I like to read scripture. You know, I always tell folks, you know, when you're reading scripture, use your imagination a little bit. Put yourself there. It'll bless you to be able to just imagine and what was going on in David's life and the whole situation and how God administered to him. Well, I digress. You know, true justice is sometimes hard to find. And sometimes the guilty, they just go free. We're seeing that in our day and time now. Or the innocent end up and they are punished. Well, even when the guilty are punished, the punishment really doesn't fit the crime and is either too severe or too lenient. Of course, perfect justice can only come from the perfect knowledge of a perfect judge. That's what Psalm 64 is all about. And David cries out to God for this kind of justice. And the psalm begins with David begging God, "Hear me, O God, hide me." Because he is the victim of a conspiracy by some of his enemies. He's outnumbered by those who want to do him harm. And he wants God to hear his cry for help and to protect him. Well, isn't that what we all want? We want protection. And that's why we need to cry out to God sometimes when we're facing some challenging things. Well, in verses 3 through 6, David is telling us three things about his enemies. First, he said their weapons are words. You know, the dangerous thing in all of the world is our tongue, you know. Weapons are words. Though many of us go through life ever without being the victim of physical violence, few of us will escape the pain of verbal violence. It's always out there. People gossip, people tell lies, they bring false accusations against us, and these cruel words are like deadly arrows, David said. And second, David's enemies were sneaky. He said they shoot from ambush, hiding their snares. They plot their schemes in secret. Those who we think are friends suddenly attack us. And thirdly, his enemies are arrogant, thinking they've concocted a perfect plan. Well, I think that's the way life is too. And David knew such schemes and schemers. And so did our Lord Jesus. The Gospels describe the repeated plots of the Jewish leaders against Jesus. And then on a number of occasions, they ask him questions that appear to be genuine, but in fact were intended to catch him in his words. One part of that, you can read it in Mark chapter 12, verse 13. And then Matthew even tells us that while Jesus was in Jerusalem, the chief priests, the elders of the people, if you would, and the high priest conspired to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. Matthew 26, verse 4. So Jesus would be convicted on the basis of false testimony and rumor. What would God do to such people? Well, David is telling us that he will treat them justly. Those who fire arrows against God's innocent servants, God will shoot arrows at them. And those who try to suddenly strike down David will now suddenly be struck down by God. You know, when we deal with things, there's people, or that's it, you never know what's going on. People say, "How are you doing today, preacher?" I say, "Well, I'm doing pretty good at this point in time, but I don't know what's around the corner, so I got to keep my spiritual and physical eyes open." And sometimes when things just blindside you, and you don't know where it came from or why it is, but you know who said it or who did it, you know, and you want to lash out. I've just been learning a lesson over the years, and I simply say, I'm going to give it to the Lord. Because the scriptures in the Old Testament said, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Give it to me, and I'll take care of it." Now, that's easier said than done, but that's what I do. And 99.9% of the time, it works out okay. And I don't have to retaliate against some of those people or some of those things that was trying to cause me some grief. But I digress. How will people respond to a just God? And think about that. How should we respond? Well, Psalm 64 gives us six ways in verse 9. So let's look at it again in verse 9. "Then everyone will stand in awe, proclaiming the mighty acts of God, realizing all the amazing things that he has done." Wow. So take time to do that. It says, "Fear God, who will always judge with perfect justice, proclaim his mighty salvation, and then ponder what he has done. Rejoice in the Lord." Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." Rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. And take glory in. And take some time to do that. Not once, twice, most of the days of your life. Just take time to say, "Holy Spirit, help me." We had a bishop in our denomination many years ago, a black bishop, loved him to death. We call him Bishop Henderson, and he would be preaching along, and he'd lose his place or something like that. He would just stop and say, "Holy Ghost, help me, Holy Ghost." And then he would get back on track. I do that a lot now. Just, "Hey, God, help me." But what are some of the arrows in your life? Well, that's an effective metaphor when you think about it. Because words that wound. According to Psalm 64, and how can we protect ourselves from such attack? Just a reminder in verse 7. It says, "But God himself will shoot them down. Suddenly his arrows will pierce them." Wow. That's almost like the Iron Dome or some of the things where they're shooting rockets and stuff to Israel, and the Iron Dome launches them and it gets them before they get there. I don't know. It's pretty cool. Well, I digress. I'm hopeful and grateful that you all come and listen to our little podcast once a week. And we're grateful that we're able to do them because Jesus truly is the way to life. It says in John 1:1 that Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us, and he has shown us the way. You know, before we were called Christians, people who followed Jesus was called the way. They realized that he led them in a way to have life and have it more abundantly. So we're grateful for that. And we're also grateful for people that are in a need of prayer. And we always close this segment with the prayer that Jesus taught. We commonly call it the Lord's Prayer. I like to refer to it as the disciples' prayer, although it is the Lord's prayer because the Lord taught the disciples. Then if you look over on John chapter 17, guess who's praying for you and me? It's Jesus himself. So I think that's where the Lord's prayer is, because he's praying for us. But I digress. Hear the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples as we come at a time of prayer, praying for people that we know about, and let the Holy Spirit touch the ones that we don't know about. Some are mentioned aloud, some aren't, but God hears our prayers, and we're thankful for that. So the prayer Jesus sought, join me. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Boy, there's a lot of it out there, isn't there? Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, just know that God loves you, and so do we. Have a blessed day.